I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, July 19th. The human eye is tuned to a narrow band of wavelengths, visible light. But the electromagnetic spectrum extends far beyond our ability to see, from radio waves to gamma rays. Each slice of the spectrum tells us different things about the universe. Consider X-rays. We're most familiar with them in medical settings, but many astronomical objects produce their own X-rays, allowing astronomers to diagnose their details. The list includes many types of stars. Many stars have hot, X-ray-producing outer atmospheres. Stars also generate big eruptions, known as flares. Studying these events tells us more about how stars age and how they interact with the universe around them. X-rays are especially common in some of the most violent objects and events in the universe. Exploding stars heat their environment to millions of degrees, producing X-rays galore. And disks of hot gas around black holes are also X-ray sources. The X-rays can reveal the amount of gas, the size of the disk, and how fast the gas is moving. There's one problem, though. Earth's atmosphere absorbs X-rays. So astronomers loft their telescopes as high as possible. They've used rockets, balloons, and a rocket-balloon combination called a Raccoon. But most of what we know about the X-ray sky came from space telescopes. The largest and most powerful X-ray telescope to date was launched 25 years ago next week, and we'll talk about that on Monday. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.